Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Dr. Hugo Stevenson, who's joint CEO of Induction Healthcare. How are you today, Doctor?
I'm not doing too badly today. Always interesting to read the news, but despite news around the world, still doing well.
Well, presumably, as you're a healthcare company, you are in the zone in terms of what's going on. And you've just had your half-year results coming through on Friday, last week rather. For people not familiar with your company, what is your overall line of business?
So we make healthcare IT systems, modules, if you can think of them that way, particularly for what we call secondary care, for hospitals and healthcare systems. And the modules that we make are basically designed to be used by doctors or nurses or patients to make their lives and resourcing easier. So we are front and center for doctors being able to communicate with other doctors. We're front and center for patients being able to make bookings online to book vaccination appointments, for example, or to book their outpatient appointments at a hospital. We're front and center with regards to publishing changing guidelines with regards to, you know, antibiotics or treatments for, you know, different tiers of patients. So we are very, very much in the middle of all of that. And we're in the middle of it in the UK, but also more and more in the middle of it in other countries as well.
Right, but we spoke offline a while back, and there are one or two points that sort of stood out in my my mind. Anyway, one is that you're not just an entrepreneur; you're actually a doctor as well. So presumably, you're not trying to sell people something that they don't actually need or that you'd like them to need, but they don't actually realize that they do. So there is a sort of a need and a necessity for what you're doing. The other thing is, I suppose you're also, revenue generating, and you've got a strong balance sheet as well. So it's $5 million in the bank as well. So it's not like your normal tech startup, living on a wing and a prayer.
No, indeed, and I think possibly one of the things that makes us very different from other sort of health tech companies people might be familiar with. We are very much executing what we call a buy and build strategy. So for people that are familiar with Microsoft Office, for example, they know that Word works well with Excel. Excel works well with Outlook. Outlook works well with PowerPoint. All of these systems, while they are standalone, actually have got a similar feel and they work together. And that's what makes a platform quite powerful. What we've basically been doing, and we started this journey a little bit over a year ago, has been buying or building these modules. One of the challenges, for example, that a hospital has when they look to buy IT systems, you know, the pathology department buys one kind of system. The hospital switchboard buys another kind of system. Then the NHS centrally comes and says, we need another system for something else. And while all of these systems in themselves might actually do what they say on the box, they don't communicate with each other, and you end up with situations where people are very, you know, familiar. You turn up to your outpatient appointment and the doctor looks at you and goes, oh, you were supposed to have this test before you came in, right? So lots of holes and gaps where things fall through the cracks. What we're basically doing is we're taking systems that people have already chosen to use. So, for example, Induction Switch, which is one of our core applications, is used by 185,000, probably more than that today, doctors within the NHS. It's the most used app by doctors in secondary care. They're already using that every day. Patients are booking appointments through our Zesty patient portal every single day. Hospitals, for example, such as Royal Free. And so basically by putting those platforms together, some of them we've built in-house, some of them we bought, some of them we're still going to buy. We're very much, you know, on that strategy. Build them together, make sure everything talks together, and essentially create a suite. That's what we've been doing, and our sales growth, our momentum, our user growth, everything actually speaks to, you know, the fact that this is the way that healthcare consumes IT. It's addressing problems, it's producing software that people want to use, and it's having the scale of organization that hospitals and healthcare systems have the confidence to buy from.
So you're basically doing a little bit like the big tech companies did in buying WhatsApp because a lot of people are using it, or buying Instagram because a lot of people are using it. You're not taking a punt on some software or some platform that you hope will be
correct.
Good, but people, you know, the end people don't like it. The other point, correct. I suppose, is which is obviously valid at the moment. How is the pandemic affecting you? Is it been good for you, bad for you? Hasn't making a difference? How are you placed in that?
Look, there's always, over the last several years, there's been a progression towards digital transformation in healthcare anyway. And particularly digital transformation in secondary care. There's been more in primary care. People kind of think of, more and more use of computers when dealing with their GP. But when dealing with hospitals and how hospitals communicate within each other and so on, that's been quite... traditional, for a nice word, in the past, and that transformation has been happening. What the whole pandemic has done is it has just accelerated that transformation and the desire for that transformation rapidly. And that's come at a very good time, actually, in a way, for the NHS, because to some extent, obviously a system primarily is there for its patients and for delivering care on a daily basis. That's why the NHS exists and why it has operated. But the moment it's pushed to the limits during a pandemic, when people can't come to the clinics the way they used to, when people need to be triaged before they can attend based on whether they've got symptoms or not and so forth, suddenly you can't handle those things with call centres anymore. You can't handle that with a hospital switchboard. All of those plans that someone may have thought, hey, in 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, we want to do, actually get accelerated. And that's something that we've seen in over the last 12 months quite strongly. So I don't feel any of that's going to go backwards. In fact, with things like the vaccine and so on, it creates even more pressure. How do you actually create slots for people to get vaccinated quickly, the right people at the right time? How do you start turning on the healthcare system again, not for people with COVID, but for people with Parkinson's disease that haven't been able to see their neurologist for 6 months? For people with depression that haven't been able to see a psychiatrist, how do you kind of manage waking up that load? And we are front and centre of all of that.
Well, speaking of depression, we've nearly made it to the end of 2020, thankfully. What will be the drivers for induction next year? Is it the pipeline? Is it new products? Or is it marketing? How do you see the next 12 months?
Look, I think... priority number one for us is to continue with our commercial momentum. I mean, over the last few months, we've put on our sales team and we've seen, significant impact of that according to plan. So, we make products that people choose to use and that it seems that people, want to buy and rely upon. So that's going to be primary focus. Secondary focus is continue to improve those products to ensure that they actually deliver what our clients want and what the health system needs, particularly around, greater integration and integration with pre-existing systems like electronic health records and so on. And then the third, opportunity for us and our buy and build strategy is always opportunistic, is, to remain on the lookout for other strategic modules that would work very well in the fold and will, enhance our business either from a product, commercial footprint, or revenue-based reason.
Dr. Hugo Stevenson, Joint CEO of Induction Healthcare, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.